Now, friends, we've come to a new chapter here in Philippians, the second chapter. We saw in chapter 1 that we have the philosophy of Christian living. That was summed up in one word, or one verse, I should say, for me to live, Christ, to die, gain. And Christ was the very center of this man's life. And that was Paul, of course. Now we're going to see that he gives here in chapter 2 the pattern for Christian living. Now, the pattern for Christian living is the mind of Christ, as we shall see. Now, that's not by imitation. I hear so much today about following Jesus. I sometimes would like to ask some folk, especially when their lives are such as they are, who talk about their following Jesus. Now, what do you really mean by it? Are you trying to imitate him? Well, may I say to you, when Paul says here that Christ is the pattern of Christian living, he's not talking about imitation. He's talking here about impartation. That is, the mind of Christ should be in us, and it can only be there by the power of the Spirit of God. I've learned a long time ago that when Vernon McGee does it, it's not only not done well, but it's done wrong, always. Because my mind, and I am accused sometime of being rather strong-willed and that I have a tendency to move ahead. My wife says I do that. But you know, I do that, but I always recognize that when I've done that and I stump my toe, I then say, Lord, I'm ready now for you to take over. And it's been wonderful to see how the Lord does take over. We have returned from our Hawaiian conference, and I do not believe that I ever saw the Spirit of God move in such a wonderful way as he did, in a way that we did not even anticipate at all. And all we had to do was, I just learned to just sit back and watch the Spirit of God move. And that doesn't mean that you sit back and twiddle your thumbs. It means that you have to carry on the program that God's given you to carry on. Now, as we come to this chapter, we find in the first four verses, we're going to talk about others. Now, that's important, and I'll tell you why. Because we are coming to what is considered one of the great theological statements made in Scripture. It has to do with the person of Christ. And out of that theological statement has come one of the most controversial issues that has come down through the centuries. In fact, it is the thing that probably divided Europe. It had more to do with it than anything else. And it had to do with the person of Christ. And the theory that was promoted was the kenosis theory. That is, that Christ emptied himself of his deity. And this passage will make it clear that he didn't empty himself of his deity.